Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 137 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to discuss one of the more exciting developments in our lives as consumers that I personally have experienced in quite some time. We're also going to talk about some skincare stuff. We're gonna talk about music as it relates to our kids and what we're enjoying together right now. And we're gonna talk about a whole bunch of other stuff too. But before we get to all of that, I want to tell you about something that Melanie and I love with our whole hearts. Our whole undivided hearts. And that is FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size, all the way full size, beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of $200, and you will find the most fun things inside. You might find skincare from Glam Glow or Kate Somerville or Dr. Brandt. You might find fashion items from Vince Camuto or Free People or Michael Stars. You might find beauty products from Tarte or Moroccan Oil or Zoya. One of my favorite things that I have run across in a FabFitFun box lately. So don't miss out. The FabFitFun boxes sell out fast, and fortunately you can subscribe using our coupon code and get $10 off your first box. So here's what you do. You go to FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO, B-I-G-B-O-O, so you can save $10 off your first box, which will make it only $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box. What a fun way to treat yourself and feel like it's your birthday four times a year. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 137. As always, we're so glad you're here. And remember, if you are here, you are home. Hope y'all enjoy. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I had my first sort of springtime injury today.
No, do tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very critical. It's a very critical situation.
Okay.
So I have had started a couple of weeks ago wearing sandals again once the weather kind of got warm.
Yes.
But today was the first day when I wore more of a flip-flop kind of situation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And the second toe on my left foot,
yeah,
is beside itself. Oh. It's not accustomed to the hard work you've got to do to keep that shoe on. Like, I was a little bit ago, I stopped at Fresh Market to get some ground chuck.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm just a hair away from a step and drag it, because my toe was very crimpy. It's very upset.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been codependent. It's been codependent on that big toe all winter long, and now you've separated them, and it doesn't know how to act.
I have.
Yeah,
it doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard. It's funny that you forget you've got to get your feet back in sandal shape.
You really do. Mm-hmm. You really do. And what I've been wearing like a slingback wedge, which is easy. That's breezy. Like
it doesn't require anything from your toes.
No, your toes don't have to work at all, except just to flex a little bit. Mm-hmm. But today I was like, oh, this was a mistake. I was not prepared. I should have worked up to this. And like, I thought, am I going to wake up in the middle of the night with my left, with that second toe, just a quiver? Just
you might need to rub some Bengay or some Icy Hot on it.
I would. My mama would tell me to get some Asper Cream. Mama always liked Asper Cream.
There you go. Well, our thoughts and prayers will be with your second toe.
Thank you.
I hope it gets used to it. But it is funny because when we painted Caroline's wall, I put on an old pair of flip-flops were my painting shoes. And it was by the end of the first day, I was like, oh, I'm not used to wearing flip-flops. Like I felt like it had kind of rubbed a blister in between my toes. And they're my old flip-flops that I'd had forever. So it wasn't like I was breaking in a new pair, but it did not make me miss the flip-flop situation.
And I don't wear flip-flops like I used to. It's like, I like some elevation in my shoes.
Yeah.
And so I don't wear flip-flops a lot, but they're, I think they're so cute. You know, I think a flip-flop is so cute with the little flare jean or, you know, I don't know.
They're it's a good, easy, basic, you know, last summer was my year. I really embraced my Birkenstocks. And so I feel like my flip-flops got replaced by the Birkenstocks because, you know, you have the Birkenstocks and then you have the Birken Crocs that are the plastic ones.
Which I just ordered me a new pair of Birken Crocs.
What color did you get?
Kind of a coral, kind of a melony coral color.
That's a good color.
I have some I had some hot pink ones, but I can't seem to find them. I put them in the back seat of my car or in the back of my car a couple of weeks ago when I was going to get a manicure and a pedicure. Mm-hmm. And it was also a day when I was taking everybody to La Crosse. And so initially when I realized I was missing them, I was like, oh, one of those boys like dragged them out of the back of the car, getting their stuff out. But then I was like, no. So I wonder if I didn't leave them at the manicure place.
Maybe so.
But I haven't been by there, but it was time to get some anyway, because Hazel, as you know, is very neurotic. And so whenever anything disrupts our schedule, like if somebody rings the door, knocks at the door, if one of us starts to leave, she always looks for something to put in her mouth. She always wants to chew on something. And so a lot of times sometimes she'll get a chew stick or a toy, but sometimes she will get a shoe.
Yes.
And so she had in those, my old Birken Crocs, had a lot of tooth marks in them. And I was a little, I thought about that when I put him in the car, I was like, oh, it may be time. It may be time for something.
Sorry. That was Perry. I'm going to tell him I'm podcasting. So it was time for new ones is what you're telling me.
It was time. I'd had those for a few years.
Okay.
I got the melon color and I'm excited about them. I think they're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable. And that's why, like, once those came into my life, I was like, the flip flops to me kind of went away. They didn't seem as necessary. Oh, goodness. I'm very, very, I'm so sorry for all my mini phone calls.
You're in such demand.
I'm in such high demand. But the Birken Crocs to me are so comfortable and they're so great because it's like, I love a shoe where you can go outside and like, I can bathe the dogs and they can get soaking wet and you dry them off with a towel and you're ready to go.
You just rinse them off.
Yep. So I know. Well, that's
exciting. They're my favorite beach shoe too. My all-time favorite beach shoe, the Birken Croc.
Yeah, I know. Well, because same deal. You can totally rinse them off. Because even flip-flops, they get, you know, then they're wet and they feel wet and all that. The Birken Crocs, you don't have that problem.
No, it's glorious. So,
okay. I'm turning off my ringer right now. A lot of people need me. I don't know if you know, but I'm very important. I'm a very big deal.
I just turned my ringer off when you said that, but shockingly, not one person has reached out to me during this time.
Well, I think this is my time of day. I don't know why. This is the time of day that I usually am on the phone if I get on the phone. So I guess people are expecting me to be available, but I'm not because I'm podcasting.
No, I'm unavailable.
Now, I bought, speaking of a platform, okay. I bought these Steve Madden. I bought them. I wanted them last year. They were kind of... I don't want to overstate because you know how I hate to overstate.
I know. Listen, you hate to exaggerate more than just about anything.
I despise exaggeration. That's right. And so, but there were some Steve Madden that I decided at the end of last summer that I really, really wanted. It kind of became a thing where they felt like they were like the Sam Edelman boots of the summer for me. And they were these Steve Madden platform sandals, like slides, like slip-on, but they have like, I bet a 2.5-inch platform all the way across. And they've got this striped sole. It's like a navy and red and white striped sole, but they're a tan colored slide.
Let me ask you this. It's a slide. So again, your toes have to work to keep them on.
Yes.
I'm drawn.
But it's a good crisscross. It's a stable slide. Okay. It's not just a one band. It's like a crisscross.
Okay. Cause you know, one time about 6 years ago, I had a very unfortunate incident at work one day where at school, you have to, when you walk out of the academic building, you have to kind of walk down a hill into this courtyard to go and like down toward where the lunchroom is. And I had on a pair of slides and I stepped out of it. Like, not meaning to, it caught me unawares as I went down the hill. I stepped out of it and I fell in front of several people. So I always think when it's a slide, like, is my foot going to forget what it needs to do to participate in the slide?
Yeah. Yes. You know? Yes. Is it going to leave me? These, I feel like I wore them for the first time. So all that to say, I stalked them on the Nordstrom website. They finally happened to get one pair back in. Sometime probably like early February in my size, one pair. I ordered them immediately. In the meantime, they have now been restocked they have them again on the Steve Madden site. I don't know about the Nordstrom site, but I ordered them. I wore them out to dinner for the first time Saturday night. And I will say they're so cute. The platform, I feel like if I get to walk it anywhere fast, I'm for sure going to twist my ankle. I mean, like 100%.
See, 100%. I can't do it. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but I once broke my ankle at the SEC baseball tournament. Like I can't, I've got to be able to depend on it.
Yeah, I know.
But it's cute.
But they're so cute. And that stripe, I just love them. So I have big plans to wear them a lot, but just know if I'm on crutches later in the summer.
Maybe they're it's a short distance shoe.
It's a dinner shoe.
It's a car to table shoe.
That's exactly right. It's like a dinner shoe. In fact, I nearly put them on Friday night. Caroline had a soccer playoff game and I nearly wore them that night. But I thought if I stand up and jump and get super excited, I'm for sure coming down and twisting my ankle. So I did not wear them to the soccer game.
Well, way to be wise.
That's life at 47. You got to think about, am I going to turn an ankle? There's a good chance.
You do. Well, you would be so tickled because I just opened. I haven't tried it on yet, but you remember how last spring we got those dresses from Amazon?
Yes.
Remember
I'm wanting to say kimono and that's not the caftan?
Yeah, the caftan kind of dresses.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I ordered me a linen one.
Oh.
A cute linen one. And I haven't tried it on yet. But when I pulled that thing out of the bag just a minute ago and I thought, well, this is a square with a neck hole and some armholes. Like it is a straight up square. But if it works, it seems very promising. So I will keep you posted. I haven't had a chance to try it on. Like I legitimately think you could get two people in it.
Okay.
It looked darling, of course, in the picture because it creates that sort of bat wing effect that I'm so drawn to. And as an apple shaped person, it balances out things when you have a little bit of stuff happening down in the hip area.
Yes.
So I hope it works. But, you know, I feel like sometimes it just depends on where it was made and how it was made and all that kind of stuff, because sometimes I don't know. We'll just see how proportionate it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it a try.
It's hard. I feel like the Amazon clothing is a real, if I'm not one to play the lottery, but Amazon to me is the lottery of clothing. Like you have the chance to have a really high payoff. Like you have the chance that you're going to make a low investment for $9.99. You're going to end up with a dress you'll wear all summer long. You also have the chance that you're going to spend $9.99 and you're going to get something that's about the size of a napkin, you know? So you don't know for sure. So it's always a gamble, I feel like.
And this dress was actually a little bit more expensive than like the ones that we got last year. I think those were like $23 or something like that. This is a little bit different, but I don't know. I thought if it works, it's going to be so cute.
Yeah.
So
we'll keep us posted.
We'll see.
That would be, I too ordered a dress from Amazon yesterday, that just appears to be a little V-neck t-shirt. It's short. It's a shorter dress, but it's like a loose, but you know, what I was drawn to is, you know, the description said it has a dolman sleeve. So I'm in on that. I'm in on that because it's not a true like t-shirt dress because it's got that dolman sleeve. So there again, I do think it's going to be a piece of cotton with a neck hole, but sold. Well, I hope our dresses, yeah, I hope they work out for us. I've ordered mine. It should be here thanks to Prime. I should have it tomorrow and know.
Okay, so this is not a Prime thing, but I could not wait. I haven't told you about this yet because I deliberately wanted to wait until the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And you may know about this, but I did not. So I hope it's an encouragement to you when I tell you. Okay, so I have heard for about the last, I don't know, month, 6 weeks, that Target has this cleaner that smells like the volcano candle that I love so much from Anthropologie. That there's a cleaner at Target. And I, now, of course, I can't even think of what it's called. It's like smells like citrus something.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you because I want to get my details right as I communicate this story. Smells like citrus. Smells like a citrus grove. That's what it is.
Okay.
And it's $1.59 a bottle.
Oh.
And so I, of course, immediately went on a quest to find this $1.59 cleaner that smells like the volcano candle.
Yes.
So it was never in stock. It was never in stock. It was never in stock. Like, it was not in stock online. It was not in stock at my Target. I went in. They had other flavors, other scents, but never smells like a citrus grove. So last Friday, I looked again, like you and your Steve Madden shoes. I looked, and it was not in stock at my Target, but it was in stock for me to order.
Mm.
But I noticed after I followed the link, I was on something called Target Restock. Do you
I
know what this
know.
Is? Okay. Just prepare to have your life changed is what I'm about
ready.
To tell you.
I'm so ready.
Okay. So I was like, what's Target Restock? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's kind of like the Amazon subscription service, you know, where like you fill up a box of stuff and then it comes to your house. This is, you have a, like they assign you sort of a box. It's a big box. And then you just fill it up with whatever you need, whatever non-perishable item you need, whatever household item you need. You can't order like chicken, but any kind of detergent, Gatorades, household cleaners, diapers, wipes, like whatever you need. And they deliver it to your house the next day. Okay. No joke. I kept thinking there was a hitch. So, and it'll say like your box is now 40% full. Your box is 60% full. You don't have to fill up the whole box. But let me tell you what I got. So, of course, I was immediately fascinated. I was like, and I guess it's only in certain zip codes. But you order it. If you have a Target Red card, it's free. I don't have one of those. So it was $2.99. I ordered 8 bottles of that cleaner because, of course, I'm going to give it to everybody, and not run out again. I needed some dishwashing liquid. I ordered that. I needed some Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Ordered that. Ordered shampoo. Like, I just ordered shampoo for me, shampoo for Alex, like all that kind of stuff. I mean, I needed Bounce, like that, all that kind of stuff. I get to the end, and then that was Friday. I ordered it all. Saturday morning at 9:00, FedEx delivers it to my house.
Stop.
For $2.99. Now, I realize that like sometimes with all these delivery things, you can look at it and you can go, you know what? It's not worth it. Like I would rather go to the store. But there's no markup on those items. And if you're going to tell me, I don't even live far from Target, but you're going to tell me that for less than $3, you're going to pack it up and you're going to put it on my doorstep. I believe
every time.
Fine with that.
Every
I like
time.
That arrangement.
Because here's the
every
whole
time.
Thing about that is that that's the kind of stuff that like, I don't want to have to haul in like 2 cases of Gatorade into my house. You know what I mean? Like from my car or like to the car, you know, from Target to my car, whatever. But if you can have that delivered, I've never even heard of that. Why don't they advertise that, Target? What's happening?
I don't know. I thought this is just a pilot thing in Birmingham. So I investigated a little bit. And so north of Birmingham, there's a suburb called Trustful. And apparently there's a warehouse in Trustful, and that's where they fill your order and FedEx brings it to you.
Well, that is something else.
So here's my thing. So, like, you think about the summertime when you need stuff, like when you need Gatorade, and all the stuff that you sunscreen and or but anything in that store that qualifies as a household item, they will bring to you.
Oh my goodness!
So you can search in the restock part of the website. You can download the app, but. And again, I don't have any idea where all it is right now, but I'm here to tell you it is in Birmingham, Alabama, and I don't know that my life will ever be the same. No. I like Target. I'm happy to go to Target when I go, but if you're telling me that you will bring it to me, I would hand you 3 ones for that service every single time.
That is something else. Okay, yeah, I'm looking. So right now it's telling me Target restock. I'm looking online and it's showing me all the things that I could possibly put in my Target restock and get it. But now this says, my thing says, oh, so order by 7 p.m. for Wednesday delivery. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this is telling me that it's only, hold on, let me see. Does it say free next day delivery? Oh, never mind. So you get free next day delivery if you use your debit or credit red card, which I don't have, but only $2.99 for non-red card holders.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like maybe we should pause and play some music so everybody can like absorb this information. And kind of like, you know how they always try to make you sign up for the red card when you check out?
Yeah, yeah.
And they always say it's not a credit card, it's just a debit card. And I'm always like, no, but now I'm kind of like, maybe I would for free delivery. Like if you're going to bring my stuff to me for nothing, maybe I do want a red card.
Maybe I do, because all of a sudden, because here's what I'm looking at. Here are your categories: baby, beauty, Easter candy, grocery, health, home improvement, school and office supplies. You could get them to deliver your school supplies to your house.
You could get your, and I know you could do it from Amazon too. I understand like that. Well, I get that. But I feel like I'm more familiar perhaps with the Target, the inventory that Target keeps. I know kind of what their pen situation is. I know what their notebook paper situation is. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, like you could get them to bring you all that stuff in a box. Like you think about the hassle, especially people who have kids in elementary school, the hassle of shopping for school supplies and you're going to box that up and bring it to my door. Thank you. Thank you.
This is
the kind of customer service where I feel like somebody has tapped into what it is that is actually helpful. Like, I don't need a rewards card. I don't need for you to pretend like things are on sale so that I can get some points that I'm likely to never use. I don't need you to double my coupon. I need you to not have a markup, and for a minimal or no fee, I need you to bring it to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I mean, they even have suggested boxes, a new parents box, a spring cleaning box, an Easter box. This isn't a paid ad, by the way. This is brand new information for me. No, I'm just saying.
No, this is simply our wonder and appreciation for what Target has done. And here's the other thing. Wouldn't that be a neat thing to be, like if you needed to send somebody a gift, or you're out of town and you have a relative who's going through a hard time, like to be able to just load up a box for them and then it'd be there.
Have
now, again, I'm sure this is only in bigger areas, like bigger metropolitan areas. But still, like to be able to just send something to somebody's house, or you have friends who are at the beach and they've had a hard time, and just load up a box for them. They'll take it to them for $2.99.
Wow, that is crazy. And then it even has things that you can add. Like across the top, it's telling me like my beloved sour gold bears that I like. That's 1.1% of a box is one bag of those. So it tells you what percentage of a box something. My Dixie paper plates that I like to use, the blue and white ones, are 7% of a box.
Oh, wait, what did you just say cut out?
My Dixie paper plates that I like to use, the blue and white ones, my favorite paper plates, 7% of a box. Mm-hmm. Well, that is just something. That is just something. Mm-hmm.
So when I discovered it, I told my friends Casey and Stephanie, and I knew when I told Casey, I was like, well, here's her Friday night. Like, like she's going to be all over it. Like, I thought this is such a helpful thing. especially like to go to, I love Costco, like, you know, and there are certain things that I like to get from Costco, but sometimes I need that kind of stuff, and Costco is a good little ways away for me. And so, look, I don't know. I was just as carried away. And so they did, they brought it all to my house, and they had even, like, where I'd gotten the cleaning sprays, they had taped around that with some cute little Target tape. So those levers wouldn't get mashed, but it was great. I mean,
is amazing.
It was great. So there you have it. That's my tip of the week is the Target restock. Okay.
Well, I can already tell you this podcast isn't getting any better. I feel like we've just hit a height of the Big Boo cast. And so goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
So great. But this, we're going to leave you with this information. May God be with you. The end.
I don't know. I love, like, I really thought, especially again for summer, when I have way more snacks on hand than than I normally would. And I need more Gator, like all that kind of stuff. I thought, what a wonder.
That is a wonder. I'm so excited about this. I mean, and I loved my Shipt. And listen, I love Shipt, and I have my very favorite Shipt shopper, but we had a whole thing this week. He's going down to only 2 days a week because he's going to cosmetology school.
Oh.
And so, which I'm so excited for him.
Good for him to go to cosmetology school, but bad for you that he's going down to two days a week.
Yeah. I'm thrilled, but it just means that I can only have him on Mondays or Tuesdays, which is fine because most of my Shipt days are Mondays is when I typically get all my groceries for the week delivered. But he does such a good job. He just knows how to pick out the best produce, and I don't really trust anybody else with my grocery shopping now. So,
and you know, I like Walmart pickup. I like to be able to do a Walmart order and be able to drive through and get stuff like that for just staples, bread, stuff like that. You know, again, anything where I don't have to go in the store, I'm happy.
Yes.
So, and Walmart pickup is no markup either, but I think the Target's going to be the real game changer for me.
Okay. See, and we have HEB curbside here where you can order it and then go pick it up. But I do think there's a fee for you pay extra for that. And then, but in Walmart, I'm just not a fan of what our Walmarts have to offer in terms of, I don't know. I just, it wouldn't even occur to me to go to a Walmart because the Target's closer, and I don't know Walmart overall. So, but we're just such an HEB city. Listen, I heard something this week on this same line. Now, I heard this from a fashion blogger that I follow. So I don't know. This is secondhand information that I have not tried is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But I'm going to throw it out there. So Wayfair.com, you know, Wayfair, that's got all the home decor stuff and whatever. Yeah. They have, if you go under their sale tab, you can go under and they have what is called, hold on, I'm going to get the open box deals.
Oh.
So open box deals, they're returned and like new products that have been shipped back to them. So you can find substantial savings on these items. They ship them to you for free. Here's the deal. You can't return them, but what this fashion blogger said is she called Wayfair and said, so you don't do returns? And they said, no, but if you call us and you're not happy with it, we'll just credit your account. We just don't want the item back.
Okay. How about
that? So do with that information what you will. But I'm just saying it would be worth if you were looking for some home goods. I mean, and plus, if for no other reason, there's some really good deals on really cute stuff. I mean, I'm not currently looking for any house stuff, so it doesn't really matter to me. But just if you are, they've got some really good stuff. And they've got everything from bedding to nightstands to lighting to shower curtains. I mean, it's the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think for curtains and shower curtains, that kind of stuff. See, my thing with that is if I get it and I don't like it, I mean, I can make my peace with some things if it's deeply discounted. You know what I mean?
Like that's it. Yeah. I mean, it's good enough.
Yeah, it's
fine. Like it works good enough. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my thought. So anyway, just FYI, I didn't know that Wayfair had open box deals, but you have to look under their sale tab and then there's open box deals and they've got all categories of stuff that are available at deeply discounted prices.
That's a fantastic tip.
Well, it's not as good as your Target tip, but it was something that I put in the back of my mind that I thought was good information.
Okay. This has nothing to do with any sort of retail experience, but it's a conversation Alex and I had the other day. And I thought, I'm curious to see what Melanie would say about this as far as you and Caroline.
Okay.
What is the music? I can't remember how Alex and I got on this subject, but what is the music that y'all have in common? Like, for example, Alex and I discovered because of Sirius, they had a Billy Joel channel that back in the fall. And like Alex discovered that he loved Billy Joel, and I've always loved Billy Joel. So we have Billy Joel in common. Or like, we have John Mayer in common. We both adore John Mayer. And that's something that we mm-hmm. want to do before he graduates from high school. So we want to go see John Mayer together. So, also I love Queen, and Alex loves Queen. Like that's, you know, like we share some 70s taste. We share some mm-hmm. 80s taste, what little 80s music I like. And, but mostly like currently we have some pretty good overlap in terms of what we like. So I thought, well, what would you say is the music that y'all have in common?
That's a good, okay. So I feel like, well, your friend, Brian Chalmers. Sure. I feel like we both really enjoy the music of Brian Chalmers.
Brian Chalmers.
Also known as Shawn Mendes.
Yes. Yes. Fantastic. He's just fantastic. Yes. Brian Chalmers is.
Brian Chalmers is so good. Mm-hmm. I would say John Mayer is another one that she and I both like.
Listen.
I know. Well, how do you not like John Mayer?
How do you not like John Mayer?
I'm going to tell you lately that she has been listening to, and I've loved it so much, but she's kind of been on a country kick, and she has discovered, she's liking John Denver.
Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like, but then like some other, like Kacey Musgraves and Maren mm-hmm. Morris, like some of that Lady Antebellum we both like, Taylor Swift, of course, we both like, although I think I may like Taylor Swift more than she does now.
Well, I've noticed at school when I play stuff during the day, the girls mm-hmm. at school and I have a little bit of a Kacey Musgraves, Maggie Rogers overlap. Like we all seem to like that. That's a good little meet. That's a good, I always think of it, of the music as kind of a meeting ground. Like it's kind of a place. As much as we don't understand one another, sometimes the meeting ground of music is a good place, a kind of a safe place to land sometimes.
I agree. Yeah, that's a good, because like she's introduced me to, like she loves an artist called Bishop Briggs.
Yes, you have mentioned that to me before.
Yeah, and I didn't know about Bishop Briggs, but now I love Bishop Briggs. And then
Ben Rector's been a huge one for us, by the way. Like the Ben Rector thing has carried us a couple of years. Like we've so enjoyed Ben Rector together.
And see, and I haven't gotten her. She's kind of like, eh. She likes some of my, like I have my whole Yacht Rock playlist.
Yes.
And she likes some of it. She and Perry both have a real love of, and it doesn't bother me, but it's not my, but I mean, he's got the Rolling Stones and the Police mm-hmm. and The Who and all that, Led Zeppelin. So like when they're together, they listen to a lot of that. And that would be their common ground.
Okay.
And then they also like to make fun of me for like my, like I'll put on like acoustic covers and they're like, this is the most depressing thing I've mm-hmm. ever heard. But sometimes I just like, they don't know that when you live with two type eights on the Enneagram, sometimes you just need soothing music to ease out your day.
Sometimes you need the Sirius XM coffee house. You need.
Yes, you do. You do.
Hey, y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of the podcast because I want to tell you about Simple Contacts. Listen, there are a million things demanding your time. Contact lenses should not be one of them, and Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. So if you're on your couch, you can reorder your contacts. If you're in an airport, you can reorder your contacts. If you're at your office, guess what? You can reorder your contacts. The doctor's office is now wherever you are. It's so simple, y'all. The Simple Contacts Vision Test is self-guided. It takes less than 5 minutes. It takes so much less time than if you have to make an appointment and get to the eye doctor, take time off, sit in the waiting room. This test is designed by ophthalmologists, and a licensed doctor reviews every test. So you can skip the office visit, but not the care. The reviews for Simple Contacts speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store, and you can text with the support team and always get to speak with a person if you need some help. Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you don't have to shop around, and the vision test is only $20.
Plus, the contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we have a special promotion for our listeners of the Big Boo Cast. Y'all, I did not understand how this could work, but sure enough, I stood right here in my office. I took a vision test. Somebody looked over that vision test. They confirmed my prescription and my contacts were on the way. Really is a time saver. So for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, so all you have to do, you go to simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or use the promo code bigboo20 at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or enter the promo code bigboo20 at checkout for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order. Now, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. We all need to be getting those, but this is a great way to make sure that your prescription is accurate and to renew your contact lens orders. I'm a fan.
Alrighty, y'all. Here we go. Back to episode 137. I thought about you. I don't know if you follow Suzanne Stabile, who does all the Enneagram stuff. I follow her on Instagram. And she's been doing this thing, the last 8 days, she has been kind of given a 30-second sort of overview to the different personality types. And so she started with the ones on April 1st. And so yesterday it was eights because it was April 8th. And I should have forwarded it to you because I thought, oh, Melanie, because it was like, if you are kind of a withdrawn, like caring type and you see an eight across the room and you would really like for them to come over and talk to you, they're not gonna, like, they're not, they're not coming to you. Because they don't see you, because they only respond to people who are all in, who bring like major energy into the room like that. Sorry. Yep. Like they're not.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, just go ahead and temper. But anyway, she said, and if you work with an eight, she said, you need to make sure that you never hide the facts. And I thought,
listen, do not hide the facts. That's the story of my life. You better lead with the facts, because if you lead with feelings, you're dead in the water. If you say I feel, you're dead. You're done. They're going to hear 0%. You got to lead with the facts.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I have two of them. I live with two of them. And they both mock me endlessly. I mean, they really do. And it's good that I'm such a peacekeeper, but it's like, even this morning, Perry and I had to take, he followed me because we had to take my car in to get the oil changed and whatever. And I was driving on the way back and he was in the car with me, which I hate driving when he's in the car. And he was like, hey, can I just tell you something? And I'm like, yes. I'm like, yes.
You know, it's going to be real encouraging.
It was, hey, you have two hands for a reason. They should both be on the wheel at all times. And it's one of those where you want to go, you know how many years I've been driving? 40. I've been driving 40 years. No, that's not right. 30 years. So I'm not good at math, but I am good at driving.
I thought Melanie's 56. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I've been driving since I was 6 years old, is what I'm telling you. No, I'm not good at math, but I am. I'm like, it's been fine. And this is how I drive every single day. But I'm telling you, everybody needs a lot of facts in my house to get them to do anything. That's it. That's what I live with. So.
Well, I thought about you, but anyway, so it makes sense that they would not necessarily like your emotive playlist.
No, with my feelings, feelings. Because I've been trying to decide lately on that. I'm like, am I a nine? Sometimes I think I'm a nine with a little bit of a one wing. And then sometimes I think I'm a nine, but I'm also kind of a four because I do have a lot of feelings, but I don't know.
I need to
dig into that more at some point.
I know I'm not a four. I know I don't have enough feeling. Sometimes I think, for a long time I thought I was. Sometimes I'm like, am I a seven? Like, there are parts of me that are very seven-ish. Yeah. But I really do think I'm a nine because I don't think I'm a seven with an eight wing. I'm not that much of a bulldozer.
But the
nine does feel like the truest, I guess, indicator of who I am, but I do have again, I default to that seven behavior, I think, especially in what I do during the day, because it helps me keep the peace. Like if I can be the kind of the person who keeps the conversation going all the time and all that kind of stuff, it just helps my day to move more smoothly as opposed to sitting in silence with teenagers.
Yeah, I get that. And see, my life allows me right now to really dig into my nineness with all the grocery and Target delivery. I can really sink down into being in my aloneness.
Well, and that's what, when we got back from New York week before last, it was so funny because we had the best time. I may have mentioned this on last podcast, but so David's a five, I'm a nine, Alex is a nine. We're all introverted. And it was like, we didn't say a word, but it was like we walked in the house and called it and everybody went in a different direction.
Yeah.
like we might as well put our hands in the center and called a team break because I mean, we just very naturally like, and we're all off into a different room.
Yeah. And see, that's how I would be. And then my people would want to know why was I in such a bad mood, you know? And I'm like, I'm not, I just need quiet. I just need a little bit of quiet.
Is Caroline a seven wing?
I don't know. I think she's almost more of a nine wing. I really do. Like, I think it's weird because she's so eight, but she's got a little bit of it because she definitely, she's like me in the introvert way. Like, she needs her time alone to recharge. Because, like, if she does something with friends on Friday night, she'll be like, I don't want to do anything on Saturday. I've been at school all week. I've been on all week. I'm done. So that is more like me. Whereas Perry is like go. I mean, like, he never gets tired of being social and doing stuff and being out and being active. Like, he'll go all the time.
Okay. Well, I think that the fact that I enjoy, and I feel like we're kind of coming around to a time again, kind of like the '90s where we've got a good little squad of female singer songwriters really digging into some feelings. And I don't feel a lot of feelings. So I appreciate people who can articulate them. I'm just not a super feeling person. I don't mean I'm dead inside. I just mean, I don't think about my own feelings a whole lot. It's just kind of not where I live. Yeah. And, so I appreciate singer songwriters who can say the stuff that can dig into that part of things a little bit more.
And I probably, as you said that, as you're saying that, I think that had I married a different person, I could have been more of a four.
Right. But just your preservation requires just that you operate on a different place.
I just can't. I'm like, because if I lead with I feel, then what I'm going to hear is feelings are stupid. They're not real. So you have to go into here's what I know to be true.
Well, you know, David's a five, which is like super logical, like black, white, right, wrong, not a lot of touchy feely anything going on there. And so, but the good thing that fives and nines apparently do in a relationship is they're real good at leaving each other alone and not putting a bunch of expectations on the other one. Fives and nines are good at letting people be who they are.
That's good.
Which I think has been critical. I mean,
yes.
Maybe the best thing we've done over the course of our almost 22 years of married life is we just haven't expected a whole lot out of each other.
It's really the key to any good relationship.
It really is. Yeah, you're surprised, really, when...
Oh, that is so funny. Yes, there you go.
But I don't feel like I put a lot of expectations on anybody. I don't think you do either. No. I think probably both of us, if anything,
no,
we just really don't want people to have to go to a whole lot of trouble.
Yes.
And that's where I think you're for sure a nine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too, because
you don't put expectations on people meeting your emotional needs.
No, I don't. No, I feel like that's my responsibility to deal with all that. I've got to work through it. And I will say, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know, but I am drawn to, like, Perry would be an eight with a seven wing. I would say, I look at, like, Gully. I look at, like, my close friends. I am drawn to that, like, outgoing, extroverted, personality because I think I have to be, because I think if not for that, I don't know where I would be. I mean, I think I would maybe be a hermit, and I would never leave my house. Yes. So I need those people that are like, you got to get up and going.
I'm so drawn to that, like five, like that personality that will sit in some tension, mm-hmm. that will say, this is where I stand. I don't care where you stand.
Yes.
This is like, there's part because it's, I just internally, I go like, oh,
yeah.
It's so funny because Alex, also a nine, is the same way. Mm-hmm. Like if he thinks there's any sort of debate where somebody's going to take a hard stand and not back down, mm-hmm. I mean, it makes him, and because that's not going to ever be either one of us.
Yeah.
So I'm like you, I am super drawn, I am so drawn to a five or an eight,
mm-hmm.
and just their, the resolve that they have. Yeah. I just, I like it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. Me too. So as much as it frustrates me.
Those tend to be the personalities I want to follow. Like, yeah. Those tend to be the personalities like that where I'm like, I'll go as far as you want to lead me.
Yeah.
Like I'm with you.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cause they're compelling. They're compelling. That's mm-hmm. it. So, cause they lead with the facts. They're going to tell you the facts. So
none of those willy nilly emotions.
Nope. Not even one. So,
okay. So I didn't intend to get into the whole Enneagram thing when I asked you about music,
but it all goes in together.
It does. It all goes in together. All right. What about you? Anything going on? Anything that you've loved, that you've tried? I will say, indirectly, you created an Amazon purchase with me the other day because Jamie mentioned those skin vitamins.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
They're Hum the Glow vitamins that you get. I get them at Nordstrom. Well,
they arrived at my house today.
Oh, okay. Well, get ready because I love them. I think I'm on my third bottle. Like I'm on my third bottle. I really think they're good. And so, and they taste good. And I feel like they help my skin. I feel like they've helped my skin feel more moisturized. Okay. Yeah. Hold on one second. I think this is Caroline. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello. Okay. All right. I'll be up there in just a second. Okay. Bye. All right. Bye. Oh, okay. Caroline's ready. She's done with soccer.
Okay. You want to just pick up there with our next episode or would you like to continue this episode?
Or whatever. Later? I mean, you tell me. I'll be home in like 15 minutes if you want to finish up or we can.
Let's do that.
All right. Well, I'll text you when I get home.
Okay. Bye. So, all right. So what were we talking about? We were talking about skincare. We talked about the gummies.
You said
you had a couple of more things.
Well, and now I'm trying to think. I may have oversold it. I don't know that I have.
I ordered some new mascara again, Jamie Golden.
Mm-hmm. Which
Here,
one?
I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to take my headphones off. Because here's what I realized a couple of weeks ago. You know, for the longest time, I had two eyelashes.
Yes.
I think some of that had to do with the mascara I was wearing for a while. And I think I lost some as a result of trying to get it off.
Which is not good.
No. So the other day, I was like, I was curling my eyelashes. And I was like, I have a lot of eyelashes right now for me. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I have a lot. So Jamie mentioned on her... I guess it was her March favorites on her Instagram story the other day that she had found a volumizing mascara that also lengthens. And the lengthening is the part that I really get interested in. And it's Superhero Mascara. And according to the box, 96% of people said their lashes look stretched. Oh. And I am interested in that.
Yeah, so. For sure. I'm anything that stretches your lashes mm-hmm. can't be. Okay. I love Jamie Golden's favorites, but I feel like when I watch them, I'm like, just take all my money because I want everything. Mm-hmm. Like everything mm-hmm. she says, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm order. I'm like, I'm trying to be better about my ordering. But it's just hard not to get carried away.
It really is. That's what I ordered two things. I ordered the gummies and I ordered the mascara.
Okay.
So I will try the mascara tomorrow. I will let you know certainly.
Okay.
But And I tried the gummies today and found them delicious. I can't say that my skin looks any better right now.
No, but I think it takes about a month. Yeah, I think it takes about a month, but I do feel like it makes my skin a little more glowy. I do feel like it feels more hydrated. Now, I've also been using my Nivea from Germany along with my rosehip oil. So, you know, I don't know. Is it the gummies? But I feel like it, I don't know. I'm like, they taste good and they can't hurt, might help. So why not? Maybe they're helping. I don't know.
Well, they're delicious, if nothing else.
No, I don't think, now that I said that, I don't think I have anything. I think I oversold it on my beauty, because I don't think that but I did order, and I told you this earlier today, I ordered what I'm really hopeful about that they work out, a pair of denim Bermuda shorts.
And I will have you know that after you sent me that text,
yes,
it was lunchtime, and there were three or four high school girls in my office, and I said, y'all, look at these shorts. I turned my phone around. Mm-hmm. And to a person, it was, those are cute.
There you go. Sold.
So, I mean, make of it what you will, but I got some immediate positive feedback.
Okay.
So, which I mentioned last time, my deep and abiding joy about the high waist, longer shorts and baggier pants situation we're dealing with right now. And so I thought when you sent me those shorts, I was like, that's a length that I think just about anybody would be comfortable with.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, because I think that's my thing is, I mean, I have denim shorts that I wear, but it's very hard because I feel like there's the difference between standing up wearing a pair of shorts and sitting down wearing a pair of shorts.
Really is.
At our age. I mean, it's a significant difference. So like I can put an outfit that I'm like, this is a good... I can wear my platform wedges and these shorts and I can just stand here. But if I have to actually do something like bend or sit down, then all of a sudden you have to think about your whole leg situation. But when you get that knee length, and this is what I texted you earlier, and it's true. Back in, I believe it was the summer of 91, I had a pair of Levi button fly long Bermuda denim shorts that were kind of distressed, like these ones that I bought that were a little bit oversized. And I mean, I wore those suckers out. I feel like if you see a picture of me between 1991 and 1993, there's a good chance I have those shorts on at all times if the weather was warm. Mm-hmm. Like I loved them. So I'm kind of happy that longer length, I didn't know if we would ever go back to that length, but I'm starting to see it more and more. And I feel like once it makes it to American Eagle, you're like, okay, now the teens are getting in on it.
Yeah, I mean, once it's at American Eagle, it's a whole new world.
Yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're just seeing it at Talbot's, then you have to have some pause and go, I don't know, this may just be an older, mature woman thing. Which, as Perry likes to remind me, I am an older, mature woman, but I'm just saying.
Sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sweet talker.
I know.
I actually saw an article the other day, and then somebody, I think, mentioned it to me on Twitter, or maybe they sent me a message on Instagram. I don't know. That, you know, I mentioned the Laura Ashley hair bows at Urban.
Yeah.
But there's actually a whole Laura Ashley collection that's going to be at Urban. Listen. And I mean, it's some 1988 Laura Ashley. Like it's some floral dresses. It's real.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, listen, maybe we'll all be in sailor dresses. Maybe Caroline will be, her senior pictures will look like my senior pictures, and she'll be wearing a Laura Ashley sailor cut dress with a floral pattern in those pictures. Maybe.
Right. Maybe she'll have an assortment of Battenberg lace collars that she puts on top of clothes she already has.
Maybe so.
We remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll wear them with white hose and flats that match the dress like we all did and think that's a good look. I cannot even imagine. But I mean, I feel like all this stuff is coming back around. So you never know.
You never know. Okay. So I don't have any other beauty, I guess, recommend. I can't even really recommend anything because I've just received these things in the mail today.
Well, you said they taste good. So I don't really know.
Yeah. The vitamins taste good. But I have really outdone myself in the last week and a half or so with what I've been with watching stuff. I have really, I feel like I've committed. Okay. I have consumed some content in that regard. And there, you know, every once in a while I'll get obsessed with something. I know you don't know this about me at all.
No, I don't. That sounds,
you know,
unfamiliar.
Like I need to listen to a song like 48 times. And so there is a carpool karaoke that's on Apple Music. I don't know how to get to it other than through Apple Music.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's an Apple Music series now. But it is Sarah Bareilles and Ben Platt, who was in Dear Evan Hansen and who just mm-hmm. released his first album. They have a carpool karaoke, and there's several things that I really love about it. But there's a little section of it where they do a duet from a song called Bad Idea from the musical Waitress, which Sarah mm-hmm. Bareilles wrote. And it makes me so, I mean, like, the happiness that I feel when I listen to that is significant. And I wake up thinking about it and I have to go listen to it. Like, it's so delightful. I can't explain why, except that just their voices sound so good together. And so I have watched that 94 times since last week. Just that little section. That's really all I need of the whole thing. I just need that little section of them singing, because I love Ben Platt's voice so much. And then the other thing, and I'm going to get his name wrong, I feel like.
That's okay.
And I feel like I saw this recommended by Annie Downs on Twitter. I feel like she mentioned it.
Okay.
And so I watched it on Netflix, but it's a comedy special on Netflix.
Oh, with the I know guy, who you're about to say.
Nate Bargatze?
Yes, how you say it? Yes, I watched it. I watched it Friday night and thought it was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. I was so captivated by him. Just his whole delivery.
Yes.
Was just right on. It was.
I agree.
I would just say, if you are a person who loves just like some really dry humor,
mm-hmm.
like, and somebody who's not like, there's nothing about him that's trying to yuck it up.
No,
there's nothing about, but I thought it was so good. And you could watch it with your whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what struck me, because I was like, you don't always know when you pull up those comedy specials, what you're going to get, but he was clean and he was so funny. But like you said, it was like you were just sitting across the table from like one of your funniest, driest, most sarcastic friends, which is my favorite. Yes.
Yeah. He's like your college friend who you would be like, you know, he is really funny. He should be a writer or something.
Yes.
Except he's a comedian. But that was such a delightful expanse of time in my weekend. Just, I was so tickled.
Yep. Yeah. I loved it. I agree. I thought he was so good. I thought that was so funny. The whole thing, which to me, the airline bit at the beginning was like my very favorite of all of it. Just hilarious.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Really good.
So highly, highly recommend that. I loved it.
Yep. I thought that was good. Now, Perry and I watched on Netflix last Sunday night. We watched, there's a Netflix original movie called The Highwaymen.
I've seen that pop up. I just didn't know what it was.
Okay. Well, it's Woody Harrelson, who I love, and Kevin Costner, who I love, who sadly play the old guys. It's about the Texas Rangers trying to catch Bonnie and Clyde. It's really good. Like, it was one of those, I'm happy when we find things, but we both really enjoyed it. And Caroline watched it too. Like, we all liked it and thought it was interesting and good. So I recommend that if you're looking for something.
Look at us.
I know. Expanding our horizons. It's amazing when you finish a book, how your world expands. I've read books. I've watched things.
I've been like, well, who was creating all this content?
Yeah.
When I had my head like buried in my computer.
I know.
For the better part of a year and a half. Like, just look at what people were up to.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I know.
Thank you, everyone.
There's a whole world out there.
Thank
of,
you.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm so excited. I'm like finding books to read. I'm like, and I can do that now. I can read books. I can, you know, it's amazing. So, it's a whole new world.
Now, I also watched, and again, this is a whole different deal than what we've been talking about, but I really wanted to watch, from the time I heard about it, I wanted to watch Leaving Neverland, the documentary about the two men who, did I mention this on the last podcast?
You did not, no.
Okay. The two men who alleged that Michael Jackson abused them when yes. they were children. And it's really difficult to watch. It's two parts, each about 2 hours long. So it's an investment. And then there's an interview with Oprah afterward that's like an hour and so long. So it's a significant amount of time. But I'm going to say it's so well done. And I thought both men were so articulate, and it's difficult to watch if you have been a victim of sexual abuse, or you are close to someone who has been a victim of sexual abuse. It might be hard for you to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be hard for anybody to watch.
Yeah.
It's difficult to hear about children who have suffered in any way. But anyway, I don't know. I was really as difficult as it was to watch. And this is not for children.
Yeah.
Obviously, but I don't know. As far as just the way the story's told and the respect kind of that the director of the documentary shows those men, like, I don't know. I just thought it was really beautifully done.
Okay. Okay.
So really difficult to watch though.
Yeah.
But really beautifully done.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well,
anyway, that's the heavy thing. That's my heavy thing for the week. I give you Target Restock and I give you Leaving Neverland.
That's exactly right. It's a good balance. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything heavy because you know that I'm currently in a season of my life where I'm avoiding all things heavy. So I don't have anything. The search for Bonnie and Clyde was about as heavy as I could get. It's about as intense as I could get. So,
That's okay.
I know. I think at some point, Perry and I, and for that reason, we have not started, you know, we keep saying we're going to start Narcos, the Mexico version, but we're both kind of like, it's like you have to gear up, you know, like, am I ready to see a bunch of people set on fire and beheaded again? I don't know that I am. So I got to hold on.
You got to temper it a little bit. Like and then of course, in the middle of all that, I've watched so much basketball.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
So much basketball. And as sad as I was that the men Bulldogs got beat in the first round of the tournament. And then the women were beat in the Elite Eight round. Oregon beat them. But the championship game for the women between Notre Dame and Baylor was phenomenal. I mean, yes. it was incredible basketball game.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everybody here has been so excited about Auburn.
Yes.
So that was a kind of a sad way for them to wrap up their season.
Yes.
Iffiness at the end.
I agree. Yeah.
But again, another great game last night with Virginia and Texas Tech. That was a great game.
It was a great game. Yeah. All the way around. It's like you like to see when it comes down to where you're like, well, these are two teams that really were evenly matched. You know, like they fought it out. It was a battle. So you hate that anybody has to lose.
You really do. You hate that anybody has to. But anyway, so that's been fun. The basketball has been tons of fun. And I don't know. I feel like just nothing but blue skies and baseball ahead of us right now.
I know. I mean, that's where we are. I know. So A&M, you know, we hired a new basketball coach. Men's basketball coach. So, you know, everybody is real. We think it's very on brand for A&M that now our basketball and football coaches, we have Jimbo and Buzz. So that seems to fit our culture. So, but everybody's super excited about Buzz, and I am too. So, he just seems like such a genuinely good guy. And I love to see people that get to A&M and it's like, they really get it. Like they get who we are and all of that. So I'm excited about that. So hopefully we'll have better basketball days ahead for us.
Well, I know it's so funny how when you know your school's culture,
mm-hmm.
it's always so obvious if somebody fits it and gets it.
Yeah.
And when they don't, it's like, you know what? It's really not going to matter how many games you
Yes.
win.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long road for everybody.
Yeah. This isn't going to necessarily
work. Yay for athletic directors who can figure all that out.
Yeah. That's what I laughed. I said, that to me is who needs a statue at A&M right now is Scott Woodward, our current athletic director, because he has just been nailing his hires. I mean, he's done mm-hmm. such a good job. So, so kudos to him is what I'm going to say.
Kadoos. Oh, and say that's a whole other thing. We don't even have time to get into that.
What?
The Real Housewives and the whole Beverly Hills thing. But
we're going to have to save that. We're going to have to save that for another day. That's too much. Mm-hmm. That's too much. Mm-hmm. That's a whole podcast in and of itself.
I mean, how could Yeah, how could you possibly absorb the news about the Target restock situation and analyze
you couldn't.
Lisa Vanderpump and Dorit at the same time? Nah, it's more than the brain can do.
I was going to say, there's only so much the brain can do. So, and I've got to go muster my energy to go cook dinner.
Me too. You know what I'm making?
What? Sliders?
Sliders. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We are also having sliders, but we're having barbecue chicken sliders.
Okay. I thought about doing chicken sliders, but then I thought it was so hot today when he has weight training 7th period.
Okay.
And so when the boys came back up to my office at the end of the day, they were so hot because mm-hmm. of course it's so humid down there. And then he has a 2-hour lacrosse practice and that's going to be burning up hot.
Yeah.
And I thought, what will bring him joy when he walks in the back door?
Yeah. Sliders.
The PC slide.
Yeah. You're a good mom. Okay. Well, we are having barbecue chicken sliders over here, which means my chicken's already been in the oven. So hallelujah to that. I just got to whip up some side dishes.
All right. Well, we will be back soon, y'all. So
yeah.
We hope the rest of your week is good and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.